Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi, and we are now going to cover the topic of outsourced manufacturing. Learning objective here is to understand the fundamentals of outsourced manufacturing, gain an understanding as to how to determine the contract manufacturing needs, understand the benefits that may accrue to the buyer organization from outsourced manufacturing, gain understanding of various outsourced manufacturing practices, understand how to evaluate the outsourcing rationale, gain an understanding of step-by-step approach for outsourcing decisions, understand the risk and challenges in outsourcing decisions, understand specifics of engaging into contract with outsourced manufacturers, understand various operating models in outsourced manufacturing. The structure and content will be as follows. Introduction to outsourced manufacturing, determining contract, manufacturing outsourcing needs by global sourcing manager, benefits that may accrue to buyer organization from contract manufacturing or outsourcing, outsourced manufacturing practices, evaluating outsourcing rationale, step-by-step approach for outsourcing decisions. So let's start with contract manufacturing and outsourcing needs. Unavailability of specialized manufacturing capabilities with the buyer firm. So imagine that your product requires some specialized manufacturing capabilities which you really do not have. So in this case, you can outsource it. So like they say, you know, why buy a cow when the milk is available in the market? So you don't need to necessarily set up equipment or commission equipment, if it is already available in the market. Product development. So if you are developing a product and at the experimental stage, you know, you really wish to explore how the product turns out, you need not have to make capital investments, and you can actually outsource the operations to a party or a contract manufacturer who has the facility. Product establishment waiting period. So assume that you require the technology, but the time period to actually commission the equipment, you know, that means procure the equipment and commission it, is going to be a lengthy period. You are not going to wait till such time, you know, to introduce the product. So you can actually outsource these activities till you are capable of setting up your own facility. Unavailability of facility on account of optimum or over occupancy. So it may so happen that you have the available capacities, but you have already utilized your capacity to the fullest, and there is no way you can get more production out of your capacities. So in such a case, you may choose to outsource, and you actually decide to get additional capacities, you know, through outsourcing. So major reasons for global procurement through outsourcing: desire to reduce cost. So as we have explained in some of the previous chapters, you will see in FMCG companies, they will actually outsource the manufacturing of the commodity products or the low-end products to actually third parties manufacturers. They outsource it from there. And only the premium products, the products which contain any IP, any intellectual property, will be in-house manufactured by the companies. Focus on core competencies. So many a times the organizations want to focus only on the core competency. They do not want to get into areas which are not aligned with their strategic goals. Take the example of iPhone. The core competency for iPhone is in designing of a mobile phone, a feature-rich phone. So here, what they do is they design the phone, and the manufacturing is actually outsourced to certain companies in China and Taiwan. Access to special expertise. So you find that there is a certain operation which requires a special expertise, a special kind of operation which you do not possess. So in that case also, you can outsource it. For example, how many mobile companies make the glass, you know, which is the touch screen? Because it's a very specialized operation, it requires a special expertise, it also involves a certain amount of intellectual property. So they would rather outsource the manufacturing of this item to the glass manufacturers rather than trying to make it themselves. Increase in revenue and profitability. So many a times, as we discussed in case of reduce the cost, you know, you are doing it to reduce the cost, because by doing so, you may be incurring a lesser manufacturing cost than making it in-house. Also, you are constrained for capacity. So in that case, when you outsource, you are growing the volume of your business, which is not possible if you were to make it in-house, because you have already reached a saturation point. You cannot grow the capacity within your premises. So by outsourcing, you are actually growing your revenue and the profitability. There are so many companies, you know, like Nike, etc., which don't have their manufacturing facility. They don't even have a single factory. And they are outsourcing their products to the countries which can make it at very competitive prices. So that is one way that you can, you know, increase the revenue and the profitability. And again, here the point of core competency comes in. The core competency there is design of an outstanding product, and the manufacturing is outsourced. Speed up delivery. So even if you have to set up, you know, the facility in-house and start the launch of a new product, that's going to cost a lot of time. So here you can speed up the delivery by outsourcing the operations and without having to invest or set up your own unit or your own facility to actually launch the product. Relieve the constraint on the resources. So your resources are constrained. Again, I come back to the capacity, that your capacities are constrained, and you relieve the constraint by actually outsourcing the constrained capacities. So major reasons for global procurement, again, access to new technologies. So we talked about, you know, technologies which are changing very fast. Instead of you having to, make capital investments, you can actually outsource and use the facility of the contract manufacturers or the outsourcing partners. Elimination of problem areas of the organization. So you find that there are some areas which are a problem area. You are not able to get the yield or the efficiencies. Now, in such case also, you can actually outsource it. And this happens in many companies where they may have, restrictive practices as far as the labor are concerned, and they have very low efficiencies. So they will continue to manufacture certain items in-house, whereas they outsource a large portion of their, production to more efficient units. Augmentation of the existing staff and resource available. So this is also one of the major why, you may resort to outsourcing. Now, benefits of outsourcing. Significant cost saving. We have already seen how you save the cost, because many times the people you outsource to may be small units having very low overheads and very efficient operations. So this is going to save cost. They are willing to actually do job work for you or do the operations for you at much lower cost than what it would cost you to do it in-house. Mutual benefit to contract site availability. So, the benefit is again mutual, because the small manufacturers, they also need to occupy the capacities. They can do it at a much lower cost. They may not require very high sophisticated, equipment, but they require, let's say it's a labor intensive operation. So it becomes a win-win for both of you, and both the parties actually benefit in the process. Access to advanced manufacturing and process skills. So this, we are talking of products, where you require advanced manufacturing. Again, we come to the iPhone example, because in many cases, the technology is changing very fast. The assembly of mobile phones, etc., are highly automated and robotic in nature. So in this kind of cases, rather than trying to develop the expertise and the process skills in-house, you basically outsource them. Ensuring quality product. Again, I give the iPhone example. So where you have very sophisticated equipment which is required, which basically assures you of a high quality, so then you outsource it. Focus on core competency. We already talked about that, that core competency is designing a product and not probably in manufacturing or realizing the product. Realization of benefit of economies of scale. So again, many a times it so happens that when you try to do it in-house, you are doing it on a much smaller scale, whereas the outsource partner may do it on a much larger scale. Again, I go back to the touchscreen example, the Gorilla Glass kind of a thing. Now, a person who is making this kind of a product for all the mobile manufacturer, he is doing on a very large scale, and a mobile manufacturer has really no business to get into manufacture of glass. So this kind of a component will be always outsourced, and it makes more sense to outsource this kind of products which require high level of expertise. The rapid use of technology and other advancements in the industry. So sometimes it so happens that you can always invest in new capital equipment, but the thing is that the technology is changing very fast. So if you are going to be investing in the technology, you are going to be stuck with that technology. And today, the obsolescence of technology is very, very fast. The technology of manufacture, because the electronics and all are getting miniaturized. So what you are using today, you may not be using tomorrow. Just take the example of automobiles. Today you are moving from internal combustion engine to electric vehicles. So where you are going to, invest, let's say, in manufacture of internal combustion engines, and suddenly if there is a change in technology, the investments you have made will actually go waste. Or if you look at the electronics, you may have a equipment which is, the latest today, but tomorrow there is a more advanced equipment which comes in, and the technology that you have may become obsolete. So many times it makes sense, rather than investing in, making capital investments, it's better that you outsource the technology, to a vendor or a supplier who has the equipment, and you are under no obligation to, continue to take support of that technology. So tomorrow, if you find that the technology has changed, you can locate another vendor, or in case your supplier is willing to upgrade, then he can continue to support you. Gain a global manufacturing presence and competitive edge. So again, the example of Nike. Nike, a lot of garment manufacturers globally, you will find that they are only, focusing on design of their garments and apparel. The actual manufacturing happens in Asian countries. Countries like Bangladesh, Vietnam, India, China, they are the ones who are manufacturing this in a very, very agile way. And there is sometimes a global presence. That means there are a number of countries which are actually involved in this manufacturing process. And this gives a competitive edge to these companies. Improved asset utilization and operational efficiency. So even, while you are having your own manufacturing capacities or facilities, you are utilizing them to the fullest. And any additional requirement that you may have, you are outsourcing it. Now, you can decide to expand your facilities only when you have a sufficient volume which justifies additional capacity installation or commissioning. So, till such time, till you have a consistent and a regular requirement, you continue to outsource, and you add to your capacities only when you are assured of the higher volumes. So thus you ensure that the asset utilization is highest within your unit, and you are assured of the best efficiencies. Gain a window on a new technology and better method of operation. So again, we have talked about the new technology. this point is a form of a repetition, you know. So whenever there is a new technology, you are using halogen bulbs, and from halogen bulb you're switching to LEDs. So it really doesn't make sense to have your own halogen bulb facility or making of CFL lamps, etc. If you are outsourcing it, then the switch is much faster and you are not stuck with any obsolete technology. Freedom to the buyer organization to concentrate on core functions. So again, we come back to the same point that you are focusing on your core competencies and you are leaving the manufacturing to outsource partners. Faster time to the market and innovation. So constantly you are focusing on innovation. And as you innovate, the materials which may be required, the technologies that you require, you do not try to install or commission those capacities or technologies within your premises. You can design the product, look for the right partners, look for the right suppliers, and then you can outsource it. Greater reach and access to the market. So we have seen that in case of the garments and the footwear, etc., where you can increase your reach, you know, by outsourcing your products, and where you are only focusing on designing and innovation of the products. So outsourcing manufacturing practices. An original equipment manufacturer completely outsources manufacturing to a partner. So it can so happen that a car manufacturer, a reputed car manufacturer, he makes the original equipment. What he basically does is he is actually outsourcing the equipment. And as you know, automobile industry is mainly built on outsourcing. There are very few components which are actually built within a automotive unit. Bulk of it is outsourced. And this, I think, is a very classic example. So here, all the original equipment are mostly outsourced. So even if you have a car breakdown and you order for an original equipment, very likely this original equipment is actually outsourced from one of the ancillary units. Partial outsourcing of the manufacturing by original equipment manufacturer. So when you say partial manufacturing, this could be an assembly. So like if you're talking of a fuel injector or so, it could be that the fuel injector is entirely outsourced, or it could be that the components are outsourced and the assembly is actually done by the automobile manufacturer. Outsourced manufacturer supplies the component. So many a times it so happens, the outsourced manufacturer may supply certain critical components to the outsourcing partner, or rather the reverse way. So the outsourced manufacturer supplies the critical component, and again, the assembly is done by the OEM. Partial supply of the components and ownership of the components. So these are the various kinds of outsourcing that you see, and you will mostly see this in the automobile industry, because in automobile industry, as I said, you know, the engine is assembled within the company. But if you look at all the components, be it the gears, the transmission, the piston, or any of the components, everything is outsourced. The assembly may be taken care of by the automobile manufacturer. The major area of manufacturer for any automobile company is the chassis, which they actually, you will see that they will stamp the body, weld the body, paint the body. So that is the major component which automobile manufacturer contributes. So what are the factors which are driving the outsourcing? So we'll look at the factors. So what are the organizationally driven reasons? So enhance effectiveness by focusing on what you do best and the organization's core competence. We have already talked about, you know, companies which focus on core competence, like Nike or iPhone, that is Apple we are talking of. Increase flexibility to meet changing business conditions, demand for products and services, technologies, as the organization is relieved from number of standard operations. Automobile, the Gorilla glass screens, etc., where, you know, you are actually looking at the cutting edge technologies, etc., which are readily available in the market, and you are not basically getting into technologies or standard operations for manufacture of these. Transform the organization and its business processes. So sometimes you want to transform the business processes and outsource the mundane kind of tasks, you know, the not so value-adding tasks, the non-core activities that you want to outsource it. Only the IP-related products or the value-added products is strategically what you want to keep within the organization, where there is a certain trade secret that you do not wish to leak out. Increases product and service value, customer satisfaction, and shareholder value over time. So this is the outcome that outsourcing basically helps you to increase your product and service value to the customer. And basically, it adds to the shareholder value over a period of time. And we have seen how it does that. What are the improvement-driven reasons? So improve the operating performance of the organization or the business. We have seen this where, you know, the commodity kind of products are outsourced, where you can actually manufacture the products or realize the products at much lower cost than doing it in-house. Obtain expertise, skills, and technologies that would not otherwise be available to the organization. Certain contract manufacturers have developed a special expertise over a period of time, which helps the owner buyer entity to gain immense knowledge and improve the business process as a key and intangible benefit. So again, this is, you know, the expertise and technologies that we are talking about is like in the assembly of a phone, or even sometimes, you know, the making of certain high-tech products. Improve management and control of the operations. Improve risk management, as most of the risk, not responsibilities, related to the manufacturing activities are transferred to the contract manufacturers. So you are basically, outsourcing the operations. You are, doing away with the hassles of dealing with the labor issues, the labor problems, etc. And you are focusing only on the key competences of developing innovative products, driving innovation, and improving profitability. Acquire innovative ideas through exchange of knowledge. So even when you outsource, nobody gives you knowledge, simply for the asking. But when you are actually getting into an outsourcing agreement, even the outsourcing partners will come up with a lot of ideas and innovative solutions. So you tend to even gain from their knowledge. One example could be the Gorilla Glass, where, you know, they innovate on their own and they come out with a series of, development or innovations. So we have seen that there was the Gorilla Glass 1 and then 2 and 3 and 4 and I don't know, now today there is 5 or 6, you know. So this kind of technological upgradation keeps on happening through the partners. Improve credibility and image by associating with superior providers, thereby providing the end customer a great level of confidence. Again, the Gorilla Glass example. So what are the financially driven reasons? So reduce investments in assets and free up these resources for other purposes, which can be other purposes which can be effectively used by the organization. So one thing is, you know, you don't need to really make capital investments, of high value for technologies that you're not sure how long they are going to last. Or we also saw the example where you outsource till such time that you are confident that you have enough, orders or enough capacity requirement, which will justify installation of your or increasing of your in-house capacities. Generate cash by transferring assets to the provider, which can be deployed for more capital or operational investments for developmental activities of the organization. So sometimes it so happens that the organization strikes a balance with the outsourcing partner, and what they do is they sell or transfer some of the equipment to the partner. So by doing this, what they are doing is they are generating cash by transferring the assets to the providers. The providers are also happy because they are getting the assets at a much reduced rate rather than actually acquiring new assets, and they are able to perform the operations in a more economical manner, and the company is actually freed up to do more of development work rather than getting involved into operational issues. And the funds which are released, they can be deployed, you know, for more productive investments. Revenue-driven reasons. So gain market access and business opportunities through the provider's network, which can assist the organization to explore more options. So in some cases, maybe the outsourcing partner or the the network of the outsourcing partner can actually help you to expand your business. Accelerate expansion by tapping into the provider's developed capacity, processes and systems, and launch operations in other regions across the globe. So again, here, you know, when you have a provider who is a large entity like you, and they are very matured in terms of, you know, the development, the capacity, processes, systems, etc., then you can also grow your operations based on the where they are growing their operations. Expand sales and production capacity during periods when such expansion, which could not be solely financed by the owner or buyer entity. So it takes time for you to actually set up facilities, etc. So rather than wait till the facilities are put up, you can, through outsourcing, actually expand your sales and production for the conventional kind of a thing, or even when there is a high-tech investment which needs to be made, which is actually time-consuming. So you don't need to wait, for a product launch. You can rather do it, with the outsourcing partners. Cost-driven reasons. Optimize cost through superior provider performance and the provider's lower cost structure, which will help to improve the bottom line of the buyer-owner company. We have already seen this, that, you know, the less sophisticated products or the commodity products you outsource, which you will get it converted at a much lower cost than what you can do in-house. Turn fixed cost into variable cost and reduce the burden of fixed cost on the organization operation. So we saw that you can even transfer some of the equipment to your outsourcing partners. So as long as you have the equipment within your premises, these are the fixed cost. Whether you run the equipment or not, you are going to actually incur the depreciation and certain other costs on this equipment. But the moment you actually transfer them, you remove them from your system, they become variable cost, because once you give it to the outsourcing partner, you're going to pay them based on the number of PCs or the volume that they supply to you. So it becomes a variable cost. Employee-driven reasons. Give employees a stronger career path as the organization is focused on new developmental activities. So you are enriching also the job of the people. You are removing the mundane activities, the run-of-the-mill kind of activities, and you are enriching the job content. Increased commitment and energy in non-core areas where organization can explore options for innovation and breakthrough. So again, you are focusing on the innovation and the breakthrough areas. You are focusing the energy of the people on innovation and breakthrough and the growth areas rather than on the traditional operations. So now we go to the step-by-step approaches for outsourcing decision. So what are the approaches, you know, if you have to go for outsourcing? So what are the requirement analysis and the formulating of outsourcing decisions? So what are your key objectives of the organization? So one has to be very clear, what is the objective of outsourcing? So whether the objective is to overcome the capacity limitations that you have, or whether it is that you are outsourcing for high technology which you cannot afford to put in yourself, or because the technology that you are dealing with has a very short shelf life, or life as such, which means that, you know, the technology can become obsolete. So the objective has to be very clear. What is the organization's business strategy? So what is your business strategy? If your strategy is innovation, your strategy is providing, you know, cutting edge products, feature rich products, then you are not actually looking at manufacturing as one of your core areas. What are the company's key strengths and weakness? So is your strength in designing a product or manufacturing of a product? What are the important opportunities and the threats that the organization may encounter in future? So if your threat is, you know, that you are going to be outpriced, maybe outsourcing may be a solution, because if you can do the manufacturing at a lower cost, you can still continue to manufacture products or get the products at a very cost effective rate. I know one of the multinationals which used to make certain products themselves, and then they were outpriced in the market, and they ultimately resorted to outsourcing so that they remain competitive in the market. So many times, you know, you have to look at whether it really makes sense to manufacture things yourself, because as I said, for most multinationals, because of the compliance, because of the systems, etc., the cost is going to be high. Smaller players can do it for much less because the employment costs are less, establishment costs are less, and hence, and they, sometimes their efficiencies are also better compared to the bigger organizations. What are the products that can be excluded from the portfolio and from which of the markets? So you can even remove some of the products from your active portfolio as far as your manufacturer is concerned, and you can actually outsource these products. Is the organization's supply chain based on cost, on business cycle, or on innovation? So it makes sense. If you're based on cost, then you can outsource. Outsourcing is justified. Even if you're focusing on innovation, it justifies that you focus on innovation rather than in trying to manufacture or realize the product on your own. What are the emerging and growing markets for the organization? So if the emerging markets, like for example in automobile, we are looking at the electric vehicles, so does it make sense to actually engage infrastructure, you know, in manufacturing your own batteries or your own motors? As you can see, even today, any mobile manufacturer, they will not make their own batteries. The batteries are actually sourced from people who make the batteries. And the same is the case with the electric vehicle. So you have to focus on what are you actually, providing to the market. So are you into providing a cutting-edge car, or you are into, you know, manufacturing of the various components and assembling it? So is the current business strategy of the company need any significant changes considering ever dynamic business environment? Fairly easy to understand. Thank you very much.